That's pretty good.
Tony could wear any other color, but that's what it catches. How that's come an Irishman to wear green suspenders?
That's true. What would you call what they hold over their heads when it rains?
Umbrella, parasol, either one.
Now,
parasol would be right, wouldn't it, Miss?
Now, well, either one, you know, just whatever, whatever they use. There's really no wrong or right in this. It's just whatever you've heard, whatever you say. There's no wrong or right. I'm just interested in what you've heard. What would be the last, what they call the last, like when they'd be making up the bed, the last thing they put on the bed?
Bedspread. Or?
That's what I was wondering about. Have you ever heard counterpin? They'd say,
counterpin.
Now, at the head of the bed, you'd put your head on a
pillow.
And did you ever see one that was big enough for two people?
No, sir. It's called a bolster.
And,
Big, long thing with feathers in it. I wish I had one. Did have, but got burned.
Oh, it got burned.
I had three fires since I can remember.
Well, now, what would you call kind of a sleeping place on the floor? You might put quilts and things down for a
pallet.
Now, this next part's about land. Now, if you were talking about land that would grow most anything, you'd say that land was really... That soil is very,
Tell me, Maggie, I know it.
And would you ever say, rich or maybe
fertile? Oh, yes. The more they raise on the ground, the rich. It's a rich ground, yes.
And now, land that that's like along the, along a stream, you call that type of land, kind of flat, low-lying land along the stream.
Flat. You call it flat land?
What about the type that's got water just sitting on it all the time? That's is a slough the same thing as a swamp?
Yes, either one.
That'd be just the same.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you about like a swampy land or a slough or something. If they wanted to use that land, if they wanted to work that land, what would they have to do to
it? Have to drain the water off.
Now, what would they do to drain it? They'd have to
take bulldozers and different plows and things to drain the water out of it.
Would they make ditches?
Yes, ma'am. They'd have to make ditches to get it out.
Now you were talking about bottom land that you had. What would bottom land be?
Well, it's of it is a slough land. It's low and the water lays there, but most of it you can cultivate it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a sandy land like. And it's very productive.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
They call it flat.
What about, if you sandy soil, is that, have you ever heard that called loam?
Yes, some parts. Well, where there's more sand, it's called loam, I think.
Well, what about that sticky kind of...
That's called gumbo.
Gumbo.
Well, that's plenty of it over there in the bottoms, too.
Uh-huh.
But when it gets dry, it's crumbling, kind of loamy-like, after it gets dry. But when it's wet, it's a mess.
Then it gets really sticky.
Gumbo.
If you stick to it in the winter, it'll stick to you.